someone would have told you that your state government would actually shut down life and would do it in concert with other state governments just 4 months ago. Oh, come on. Better church, please. That's not going to happen. We all hear about the New World Order. Well, let's look what the New World Order does. The New World Order has caused the great toilet paper panic of 2020. By the way, I think we could use some humor in all this so that we don't lose our minds. Can we play the... is everything okay? The digital media clip of the lady who was online at the checkout counter, and some indignant woman went, "Hey, you, checkout boy, you touch your face. Wash your hands now or I'm going to call the police." Listen to this.
Just left the grocery store, and as we all know, the coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever we're calling it this week, has driven people completely insane. And the woman in line in front of me, just apropos of nothing, just starts shrieking at the poor little guy ringing her up that he has just touched his face and that he therefore must wash his hands. Just shrieking this to the top of her lungs. So I'm assuming she surely to God must be the head of the CDC because she says it was such conviction. And by the way, lady, you're not supposed to touch your face. Doesn't really matter so much if he touches his. I digress. The little guy says, "I can't wash my hands right now." She says, "I'll wait." "Great, well, I'll wait, I guess, lady." He says, "I have hand sanitizer." So he takes like a quarter of a little squirt, does this little thing on his hands for about a quarter of a second, which basically would have just served to incite a riot and maybe kill off two small, weak germs, to which the head of the CDC in her kitten-covered lab coat nods and fervently agrees that he's, you know, saved the universe with that. He kind of refrains from rolling his eyes, which I think makes him a saint. And then she goes on to whip out her credit card and use the debit pad that every finger-licking, booger-picking, double-digit IQ idiot has touched all day long after going to the bathroom and not washing their hands. And then she just walks on out with her groceries. Completely oblivious to the fact that everyone who handled those groceries prior to her getting them has left their little touch and trace of germs all over them. That going down the conveyor belt, they probably picked up chicken juice and everything else. But thank God that kid used that quarter of a squirt of Purell. She has saved the day and kept us all safe from the coronavirus.
Thank you. We're getting, I'm going to read your reports. If you put them in the chat room, I will announce them. One of our chat room admins says, "I went to my local Kroger's, which opened at 7 a.m. Eastern. There was a line 25 deep at one door and another line 10 deep at the other. So I waited in my car. There was still no bathroom tissue." That's code for toilet paper, by the way. "Not much meat. And many bare shells. I did get some eggs and milk for my parents and some fabric softener that I needed." Well, I can tell you, I went to DeStow yesterday evening on my way home from one of the local grocers, not a chain, and the bread aisle picked clean. Milk, forget about it. I went to go get a bag of flour so maybe we could make some bread. Nothing. Now, you can buy flour, bread machine flour, though. Can you make bread if you just do it the old-fashioned way? You knead it with self-rising? Do you have to have?
Do I have to come to work? I'm kidding. Yes, I can make regular bread, not using a bread machine.
Okay,
most right. Women can. Anybody that can read a recipe and has the patience to do so can make bread.
Okay. I'm sorry, YouTube audience. Yes, I just touched my face. I promise I'll go wash my hands when the segment is over. It is ironic to see the same Democrats who tried to impeach Trump last month for abuse of power demanding that the Trump administration grab more power and authority in the name of fighting a virus that has so far killed less than 100 Americans. What is the death toll as of today? I have to scroll up. Hold on. Today is 93. Almost a triple digits. People are going like, we're going to get the triple digits. Yes. I wonder how many sickos out there actually have coronavirus death pools. I just put a bunch of random numbers on there and everybody buys a square for 10 bucks. Hey, beats going to work. Declaring a pandemic emergency on Friday, Trump now claims the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus. And as Politico writes, quote, stop and seize any plane, train, or automobile to stymie the spread of contagious disease. Well, here's what we know right now. There are more people infected with good old-fashioned influenza today than have been reported to be infected by COVID-19 corona shamdemic virus. We know that number. 18,000 people have died this flu season from flu-related illnesses. 18,000. Number from the coronavirus, 93. This CDC chart that you can see in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat shows total number of cases. By the by, if the exponential thing that Dr. Anthony Fauci keeps ranting and raving about is correct, shouldn't the number in China be, instead of 80,881, 8,880,000? If the factor of 10, I keep hearing, it's a factor of 10. Once the exposition has gotten out, it's a factor of 10. And then it really spreads and starts killing. Okay, why aren't there 8 million cases in China? Now, somebody's going to say the Chinese are lying. They're not counting them all. Okay. Let's just say they're underreporting by 50%. That's 160,000. That ain't 80. That's not 8 million. South Korea, 8,320 cases. They shut the whole island down, basically, or peninsula, rather. To do what? To prevent. Their death toll is 81. More people are going to get struck by lightning and die in South Korea than have been taken out by COVID-19. USA, 4,743 cases as of this morning. New cases yesterday. Hey, wait for it. Remember, every day that goes by, the number's supposed to go up by a factor of 10. 80. New cases yesterday. 80. Is that a factor of 10? No. Is it a factor of, I don't know, is it a factor of anything? A thousandth of a percentage point. 93 deaths. That's plus 7 from the previous day. Total people that have recovered, 74. Active cases, 4,576. 12 people currently are critical. 12. Every restaurant on the North American continent is closed. Despite the spread, 12 people are currently suffering. Again, is the scale of the response appropriate? I got in a dark, minor argument with daughter number 2 last night, who is had her head filled with scientism because she's a biology major, and she's telling me these are dad. You have all these things have to be done. I'm like, okay, why didn't you say they needed to be done last year when there was a spike in regular old influenza cases? People were dying of the flu. 40 some odd thousand died last year. That was higher than the 10-year average. Why not shut it down? Well, because this is a different. This is a virus, and this can kill old people. I'm like, lots of things can kill old people. Hey, I have something for you, kid. Hey, kiddo, guess what? Being old kills old people. Well, you see, because we're post-Christian world, we don't accept mortality. We're immortal. Memba, memba. We's markers. We got iPhones. We're all like modern and stuff. Back to Ron Paul. State and local authoritarians love panic as well. The mayor of Champaign, Illinois, signed an executive order declaring the power to ban the sale of guns and alcohol and cut off gas, water, or electricity to any citizen that does not obey. The governor of Ohio just essentially closed his entire state. Ohio, citizen, you will obey your state of Ohio overlord, citizen. Is the response in scale? No. The chief fearmonger of the Trump administration is without a doubt Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health. By the by, people say they don't trust the Chinese. I have a question for you. You ever watched The Walking Dead? Why do you trust the CDC? Junk Bond told us yesterday that the National Institutes of Health was working with the Chinese at the University of North Carolina to develop the damn virus. That's where they got it from. They took SARS and they gene spliced it with another disease. In other words, there's evidence that we made Wuhan. The Chinese took it back to their bioweapon labs,